If you were diagnosed with heart failure 20 years ago, your chances of recovery were very low. Now, advances in medical and surgical treatments make it possible to stop or reverse heart failure. And for patients in the advanced stages of heart failure and are not eligible for a heart transplant, there are new ways to use ventricular assist devices, sometimes called VADs, as a proven treatment option. The device does not replace the heart, but works alongside it. Mostly, VADs have been used as a bridge to transplant or a bridge to recovery, meaning they temporarily replace the function of a failing heart until a heart transplant is available or the heart recovers. But increasingly, they are being used as permanent support for patients with heart failure. Ventricular assist devices have become smaller, more reliable, and more portable, improving the lives of people with advanced heart failure. Smaller devices also mean that the option is available for more people, including children and small adults, especially women. Patients are able to breathe easier, are less fatigued, and are able to resume normal activities, including travel, resuming work, and hobbies. In the last 20 years, ventricular assist devices have evolved tremendously. Through multiple clinical trials and research studies, we continue to learn more about the application of ventricular assist devices and how they can be used to not only extend lives, but greatly improve the lives of people with end-stage heart failure.